Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Bye-bye, Gregory Bovino, but you are just the beginning of the accountability that we are looking for. The breaking news that we just received is that Donald Trump has officially fired, removed Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Greg Bovino from his position. And I also found it funny, they locked him out of all of his government accounts because he spent the past 24 to 48 hours getting into spats with people on Twitter, as I'll show you in just one moment. He's been arguing with people in their Twitter replies like a teenager. This is our Border Patrol, or was our Border Patrol before Donald Trump fired him, removed him from his accounts, and is now replacing him with Tom Homan. As this Atlantic article reads, Greg Bovino loses his job. He no longer is able to do his favorite pastime of terrorizing predominantly minority communities with a disproportionate amount of gear and power and walking around with an unearned veil of authority, even though nobody respects him. It says the Border Patrol chief has been ousted from his role as, quote, commander at large and will return to El Centro. The cherry on top, as Caitlin Collins reports, is wow. DHS has suspended Gregory Bovino's access to his social media accounts effective immediately. He spent yesterday responding to people who were criticizing him and trying to raise questions about his unverified claims about Preddy. As Max Steele points out, we're going to go into this fight that Greg Bovino got in before we go into him being fired, because this is very, very insane stuff. Max Steele points out, someone might want to take Greg Bovino's phone away from him. He's spending his afternoon picking fights with GOP senators, GOP House members, and gun owners on Twitter, just going off on people. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the timely updates and us going in-depth on what's been happening. So, U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican senator, tweeted out, "The events in Minneapolis are incredibly disturbing. The credibility of ICE and DHS are at stake. There must be a full joint federal and state investigation. We can trust the American people with the truth." I mean, that's a pretty decent statement. It's a Republican saying, hey, this could severely damage all of our credibility. We should make sure there is accountability. Obviously, we wish it could come out more, but this is decent. Then, sick in the head, Gregory Bovino decides to reply, "The same state that refuses to work with ICE is now going to investigate? How about investigating a certain mayor who told cops to fight ICE in the streets? You don't seem concerned about that. How come, Senator?" This is all made more ironic by the fact that Donald Trump today called both Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey and then had nice words to say. He said, actually, we're all pretty aligned on how to solve this. So Greg Bovino is just throwing a tantrum in the replies. Yeah, there should be a joint investigation. That's how checks and balances work. I could flip this argument right back at him. He's saying that only the DHS should be able to investigate this, but why would I let the same DHS that lied about Renee Good and lied about Alex Preddy investigate this? No, we should have a joint investigation where both forces can check each other's work. That's how it should work. That's how it always works. Adam Cochran says he had a permit to carry. He was legally exercising his Second Amendment right. He did not draw the weapon. He was filming when they approached him. They had taken his weapon from its holster before they shot him. It was murder. Then Greg Bovino replies on Twitter yesterday afternoon and says, "The victim is the Border Patrol agents. Lord have mercy. The Border Patrol agents who unilaterally escalated, pepper sprayed, pushed the woman to the ground, and then disarmed the guy and killed Alex Preddy. They executed Alex Preddy. You're saying that's the victim? The victim blaming here is insane. Do not ask him who is right or wrong in the case of like Harvey Weinstein or any of these other clear-cut cases." Then Thomas Massey says, "Carrying a firearm is not a death sentence. It's a constitutionally protected, God-given right. And if you don't understand this, you have no business in law enforcement or government. Guess who comes in swiping at the bottom? Gregory Bovino saying, attacking law enforcement is not a right like you want it to be. Dude, you have to be absolutely demented to watch this video and think that Alex Preddy was attacking anybody. His hand was up, and his other hand had his phone. Waka says, "Good luck painting this extremely likable guy as a villain. because it says, before joining the Veterans Administration, Alex Preti did medical research to help treat cancer. His work is published in medical journals. Gregory Bovino replies to this and says, don't assault federal officers. So, moral of the story, maybe don't crash out on Twitter and you won't get fired and locked out of your damn account. Then Yoni reports from The Atlantic, the Border Patrol's Greg Bovino has been ousted from his role of commander at large, and Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski could be next to lose their jobs. Gregory Bovino has been removed from his position and he's set to retire soon. I really, really like this meme from One Battle After Another. I've been comparing him to Colonel Lockjaw this entire time. If you know the meme, you know the meme. But this is Colonel Lockjaw retiring. Someone says, congratulations to Greg Bovino on his new office. But to continue, Bovino's sudden demotion is the clearest sign yet that the Trump administration is reconsidering its most aggressive tactics after the killing of Saturday of 37-year-old Alex Preti. He's not reconsidering. He is not going to change his ways. He is temporarily looking for less pain in the polls because he knows Americans are rejecting this. I want to point out that Greg Bovino has owned this SS-style jacket since the 90s. This is really, really odd. This is Greg Bovino less than like an hour after Alex Preti was executed.
The suspect also had two loaded magazines and no accessible ID. This looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement.
He said that Alex wanted to massacre law enforcement. Then he comes out today and reveals that the man who killed Alex Preti is still on the street. The ICE thug, the goon who murdered, executed Alex Preti, is still on the street in another state. So this is why we cannot be satisfied with Greg Bovino being fired and moved to a different district. This is not real accountability. We need accountability for Kristi Noem, for the people at the very, very top. The protest should actually inflame after Greg Bovino is fired, because honestly, that is a cover-up. He is a scapegoat. But let's watch him just today.
Commander Bovino, when it comes to the shooting, from what I understand, there were two agents who fired shots. We know one of the agents had 8 years experience, and we know he was a less lethal instructor and had this training. What did the other agent, what was his history, and are they both working right now, or are they on administrative leave?
All agents that were involved in that scene are working, not in Minneapolis, but in other locations. That's for their safety. There's this thing called doxing, and the safety of our employees is very important to us.
The safety of U.S. citizens is very important. We all know what doxing is. You don't have to explain it, but you do have to explain why the guy who murdered somebody is put back out on the street. My mom is a psychologist. She has her PhD, and she was calling me. She's like, I just saw that they put this guy back on the street. That's not, like, psychologically sound. Somebody who just murdered somebody else can't be put back on duty. Cops don't even do that. Even if it was a kill that was, like, sort of justified or self-defense, even in scenarios like that, you don't just put somebody right back on the street. That is absolutely absurd. Then today, Caroline Leavitt threw Bovino under the bus by saying, you know, Bovino is a wonderful man. He's a great professional. But we're going to start letting Tom Homan take care of this. I think we're going to let Tom Homan take care of this.
Going to Minnesota, is Gregory Bovino also going to remain in Minnesota overseeing these ICE operations?
Mr. Bovino is a wonderful man, and he's a great professional. He is going to very much continue to lead Customs and Border Patrol throughout and across the country. Mr. Homan will be the main point of contact on the ground in Minneapolis.
Mr. Homan will be the main point of contact. Less than 2 hours after this, Greg Bovino was fired. He is dipping. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.